Hey, the show needs your iTunes reviews. Go to megamaker.co/review and click on 5 stars.
Sir, pull up your bootstraps.
This is Mega Maker, episode 25. A little bit of honesty. I really did not want to do a show today. Just feeling this whole week. It's Wednesday today, and Monday and Tuesday were like a write-off. I was like, I don't know what happened to me, but I just couldn't get anything done at all. Wait a second. I know what happened. On Sunday, this happened. As you might know, the theme song for this show is by Stryker, and they just happened to be in town on Sunday. They did a Sunday night heavy metal show, and man, that's why I'm so tired. It's different than going to shows when you're a kid. I'm 35, and it just apparently takes me a lot longer to bounce back from one night out. So it's Wednesday and I'm finally feeling like I'm getting some stuff done. But yeah, Monday, Tuesday, complete write-off thanks to Stryker. So what do you do when you're in the dumps? When you just can't seem to get going, when you have no energy? Well, there's a few things I thought of. The first is to help somebody else, even if it's in a real small way. I don't know if you guys remember this, but a few weeks ago, we did something called the Maker Mob. And the idea was that people that are starting out don't have the ability to get the word out about the things they've made. And if a bunch of us could commit to like going to their thing and supporting their art, that would give them the traction that they needed to get going. We did our first one with a guy named Chris Enns. And I thought for our second, we should thank Stryker. They've given us the theme music for this podcast. I know that it pumps a lot of you guys up when you hear it. And, you know, they're a struggling band. They're just like touring around playing, you know, small shows. And it's hard to make it as a musician these days. So if you want to help Mob Stryker, go to megamaker.co/mob. Now, the second thing I think you can do when you're feeling down or feeling tired is just to make something super small, something you could create in maybe a couple minutes or, you know, at the most, maybe a couple hours. I was just watching Casey Neistat's vlog, April 22nd, 2016, and he had this amazing quote right near the end.
I feel instantly better. I think making something, creating something, will cure almost anything. It always makes me feel better.
Creating something, even if it's small, almost always makes me feel better too. And so I started looking at I've got a list of 100 things I'm trying to make this year. There must be something small on that list that I could just do right now and, you know, have that experience of just getting it out. And so I went to megamaker.co/list. That's my Google Doc of all the things I'm going to make this year. And there's one item for coloring pages. And so that's what I've done. I've made some Mega Maker coloring pages. I'd like to make more of these too. But for now, you can access it at megamaker.co/color. And if you end up downloading those and printing them and coloring them, I would love to see them. You can email me at words@bizbox.ca, or you can tweet me, the letter M, the letter I, Justin. But hey, just because you're a grown-ass adult doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to take out some markers and crayons, sit down at your desk, and just color the way you did when you were a kid. Now, don't think it seems silly. Don't listen to your spouse or your friends who make fun of you. Just do it. It'll be fun. So I was able to get those blahs out of my system. And now I feel fired up. I'm working on remoteworkers.club right now. That's the software project my buddy Marty and I are building.
Yo.
Hey, Marty, what's up, man?
Not much. You?
Well, I thought I would call you because I felt like I kind of got unstuck today. And I wanted to, as you could see, you saw all those notifications coming, eh?
Yeah, it looks like you've been busy.
Psst, it's me. I'm narrating again. I just want to play you a bunch of this conversation because I think it's interesting how we're making decisions. The thing that was blocking me was the fact that we needed this bank account. And I called the bank again today and I got another voicemail. So I was like, screw it. I'm just going to use my existing company's bank account and we'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
Better just get unstuck.
Just ship it.
Yeah, just...
Don't wait.
Yeah, get closer. So I've got our Stripe account activated. I've got the payment plan in ChargeBee. That's the payment processor we were going to use. The payment... I guess it'd be like a billing gateway.
Yeah.
I've tested it. I've got a kind of default payment plan working. I've got it connected to MailChimp.
Nice.
And ChargeBee looks pretty good, but the other part of me thought maybe we should just use Memberful. And just because it's a little bit simpler, just like the implementation is simpler, the payment forms are simpler, but ChargeBee is probably better down the road if we're going to have like do all of our billing through them. So maybe we should just keep it that way.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, and actually they have PayPal too. So yeah, we should stick with ChargeBee. Okay, that's the decision. We just made it. We just made the decision.
Live on air, making decisions.
Yeah, right on air. All right, it's me, the narrator, back. I think one thing that we've learned is that momentum is everything. We just need to keep making decisions so we keep moving forward. And it's the blockers that just kill everything. They don't just slow you down. They just stop work. They kill your motivation even. And so what we're trying to do is make as many decisions as we can, as quickly as we can, so we keep moving forward. Okay, let's get back to the conversation. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we should send out an email this week saying we're ready to start with onboarding some people. It's going to be $99 for the beta. We will likely contact you also by phone, like follow up by phone, and do a quick little interview. And to start, we're just going to target software developers.
Right.
And the whole point is to, first of all, get some people onboarded. And start sending them job opportunities, as well as get more just information, like what, because there's a bunch of things we don't know because we don't have real people kind of involved in things yet.
Yep.
But in terms of remote workers, I like this idea because it gives you time to work on the web app, but at the same time, we can be validating that we're on the right track.
Yep, that's true.
Cool. All right, that's what I'm going to do, man.
Awesome. Let's do it. Let's ship it.
See you at volleyball?
Yep, don't forget. Six
o'clock. All right.
Fuck. Cool.
See you, dude.
All right.
Goodbye.
Later.
So that's it for this week. I actually really do need to run to volleyball right now. And so I'm going to say goodbye. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm the letter M, the letter I, Justin. And if you're listening to this right now, reach out and say hi. Say, hey, I'm listening to the show from wherever you are from. This theme music is by Stryker, that band I was just talking about. And our podcast is hosted by Simplecast.fm. You can join the Maker Challenge by going to megamaker.co/challenge. And like I said at the beginning of the episode, we really do need your ratings and reviews in iTunes. To do that, go to megamaker.co/review. All right, folks, we should have a revenue update next week. Talk to you then. Bye.